This is VOA News via remote. I'm Goral Bowman. Opponents of Myanmar's coup protested again on Saturday, and international pressure on the military junta to halt its repression of democracy supporters increased, with Asian neighbors joining Western countries in condemning lethal force. A young man was shot and killed in one of the most turbulent neighborhoods of the main city, Yangon, a resident and media reported, taking the death toll since the February 1st coup to 238. This is according to a tally by an activist group called the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Thai police shot water cannon on Saturday at anti-government protesters from behind a barricade of shipping containers and barbed wire to stop protesters from advancing towards the Grand Palace in Bangkok. About 1,000 protesters gathered near the Grand Palace in an area known as Royal Field. Half of all adults in Britain have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose, becoming the world's first major economy to hit that milestone. Health Minister Matt Hancock said on Twitter the figure had been reached after over 660,000 shots were administered on Friday. Palestinians took another step in preparations for their first parliamentary election in 15 years on Saturday, opening registration offices to admit the political parties and independent candidates that will take part. The May 22nd election in the West Bank and Gaza is part of a broader push for reconciliation between President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction and rival Islamist group Hamas. This is seen as vital to building broader support for any future statehood talks with Israel, which have been frozen since 2014. This is VOA News. France, Poland, and Ukraine have introduced strict new lockdown measures to fight a surge in COVID-19 infections as the European Union threatens to block exports of AstraZeneca jabs in an escalating fight over vaccines. Turkey sparks international concern and condemnation after pulling out of the world's first binding treaty to prevent and combat violence against women. Glowing red lava spewed out from a volcano that has erupted near Iceland's capital, Reykjavik, after being dormant for more than 900 years. A drone strike sparked a fire at a Riyadh oil refinery in an attack claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Campaigning in Israel nears an end, with incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu seeking the majority that eluded him in three recent votes by highlighting the country's robust vaccination drive and his real right-wing credentials. Tanzania's Samia Suluhu Hassan calls for unity as she becomes the country's first female president after the sudden death of John Magufuli, from an illness still shrouded in mystery. And nearly 200 people have been killed and 40,000 displaced since January following a surge of attacks by the ADF militia in Northeast Democratic Republic of Congo. This is according to the UN, as protests against the massacres bring three cities to a standstill. The Republic of Congo votes in a presidential election Sunday, with the incumbent president aiming to extend his decades-long hold on power in this Central African state. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reacts angrily to the closed-door trial of a Canadian man detained in China for more than 2 years on espionage charges. He's dismissed it as completely unacceptable. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin praises India's growing ties with like-minded partners as he holds talks in New Delhi, dominated by shared alarm about China. In Japan, the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said Saturday that international spectators will not be allowed to enter Japan during the Olympic Games, which are scheduled for this summer. Olympic and Paralympic tickets purchased by overseas residents will be refunded, it said in a statement. The games were postponed last year to 2021 due to the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, Goral Bowman reporting for VOA News.